Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Johnny Cox. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Maris moves to second. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Jensen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jensen. Williams scores. Maris scores. Lump moves to third. Ward moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Harry Cheaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheaty strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cheaty out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Green moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Green scores. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball towards center. Tuttle settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tuttle. Geiger scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Jensen goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Howie Reed now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howie Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Terwilliger moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terwilliger scores. Reed moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Ike DeLock now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reed moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Reed scores. Tuttle moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, Red Sox, 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle scores. Williams moves to third. Maris moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Howie Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reed strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terwilliger. The throw from White and he is out, Green applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger misplays the ball. That's an error on Terwilliger. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger bunts towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. Runnels moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Maris hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Button. The throw from Chi-T and he is safe. Button steals second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Button scores. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-2 in the game. DeLock strikes out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Chi-T and he is safe. White steals second. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Green takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Ned Garver now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. Green moves to second. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-5, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh pinch runs for Ted Williams. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Marty Keogh now playing center field. Harry Chi-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chi-T is 0-for-2 in the game. Chi-T hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Serve pinch hits for Ned Garver. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terwilliger moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Malzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-5, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-3 in the game. DeLock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-4 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. It's 14-5, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. It's 15-5, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Button reaches second base with a double. Malzone goes all the way around to score. It's 16-5, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing right field. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-3 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chee-Tee moves to third. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for Pete Runnels. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got five RBIs. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle, who is chasing the ball. Geiger reaches third base with a triple. Mahoney goes all the way around to score. It's 17-5, Red Sox. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 17, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Wertz now playing first base. Jim Mahoney now playing shortstop. Leo Keeley now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bella pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Tuttle scores. Two outs. It's 17-6, Red Sox. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 17, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.